The following is an audio program by the Conscious Evolution Institute regarding the legal status of human growth hormone. The legal status of growth hormone replacement therapy. Is human growth hormone injection therapy legal? Short answer, yes. Long answer, human growth hormone is Food and Drug Administration approved for three uses. HGH hormone replacement therapy is legal for the treatment of idiopathic short stature in children. Human growth hormone is legal for the treatment of physiological wasting associated with the AIDS virus. And HGH is legal for use in patients that suffer from diagnosable HGH deficiency. Human growth hormone deficiency is easy to diagnose, and if a patient does indeed suffer from the disease, then HGH hormone replacement therapy can be used to restore optimal hormone balance. What is human growth hormone? Human growth hormone is one of the most important hormones produced by the human body. During puberty, human growth hormone is the catalyst which causes us to grow to our final adult height during youth. Although HGH is most vital during these years of initial development, the hormone plays a significant role in human health throughout the lifespan. The problem is that, like many other hormones in the body, we lose our ability to manufacture human growth hormone efficiently as we age. This is a proven fact, and there is a mass of clinical evidence to prove it. Medical research shows that human growth hormone secretion begins to decline during the 20s at a rate of around 15% every 10 years. This is a constant that continues to degrade human health throughout the lifespan. It is absolutely normal for endogenous HGH levels to be 75% lower when compared to HGH secretion in young and healthy adults. There are many factors which lead to this decline, but the primary reasons are related to precursor hormones released by the hypothalamus, known as hypothalamic releasing hormones, growth hormone releasing hormone, and somatostatins. The most common of these hormones is growth hormone releasing hormone, but there are a number of other peptide hormones which contribute to this decline as well. In addition to a decline in HGH precursor hormones, the human body also slowly builds up an unhealthy number of what are known as somatostatins. Somatostatins are intended as a feedback mechanism of the body to regulate human growth hormone production, but it seems that as we age, these forces of negative feedback start to become more and more dominant and prevent our bodies from producing healthy levels of human growth hormone. HGH deficiency usually not the result of pituitary insufficiency. Usually, HGH deficiency has nothing to do with the health of the pituitary gland. Actually, animal testing has shown that the pituitary gland seems to be able to produce healthy levels of growth hormone throughout the lifespan, if it has been provided with proper stimuli. Most tests for HGH deficiency that involve direct stimulation of the pituitary will prove nothing in most cases, because even though a patient may be suffering from genuine deficiency as a result of miscues from the hypothalamus, deficiency will not manifest itself through the direct testing of the pituitary gland. Benefits of human growth hormone replacement therapy. Hormone replacement therapy provides a number of benefits for patients who suffer from HGH deficiency, including enhanced protein synthesis and physiological rehabilitation, improved memory and alertness along with enhanced cognitive function, stronger immune system and ability to combat infections, increased sleep quality, lower risk of injuries as a result of falls, increased bone density and lower risk of osteoporosis, improved cardiovascular health, reduced risk of inflammation, hypertension, hardened arteries, and diabetes, reduced risk of heart attack and heart failure, enhanced sexual ability, reduction in mood disorders with less anxiety and depression, increased overall quality of life. So when is HGH illegal? Although there are a number of beneficial legal uses for human growth hormone, HGH is not legal for use as a performance-enhancing supplement. It is well known that human growth hormone has been used illicitly for decades for the purpose of improving athletic performance, but HGH usage for this purpose is illegal. Human growth hormone has been shown to enhance muscle mass in healthy patients, as well as increase the rate at which injuries heal. And for this reason, bioidentical HGH is highly sought after in the athletic community, despite the legal risks. Human growth hormone replacement therapy seems to be most often used among weightlifters, football players, and endurance athletes such as cyclists and runners. As a result of athletes abusing human growth hormone, the federal government passed a law which prohibits human growth hormone usage for any purpose not approved by the Food and Drug Administration. Because of the amazing benefits provincially provided by human growth hormone, HGH is often referred to as an anti-aging treatment. Although this is technically very true, it should be noted that human growth hormone produces age alleviating outcomes as a result of restoring healthy hormone balance. So utilizing human growth hormone for purposes of anti-aging is perfectly legal if a patient suffers from genuine HGH deficiency. Human growth hormone replacement therapy isn't simply masking the effects of the aging process, but actually helping the body revert back to a younger and healthier state. International medical community ahead of the curve regarding human growth hormone replacement therapy. The majority of medical research regarding the use of human growth hormone as a treatment for common symptoms of the aging process has been conducted primarily by researchers in Australia, Asia, and Europe. The United States medical community is much more insular in regards to the potential of HGH for anti-aging, and tend to disregard the findings of the international community in regard to the utilization of HGH treatments for this purpose. Although the term human growth hormone is a wonderful term to describe the functions of HGH while we are in the process of experiencing puberty, in total, the hormone is very unfortunately named. HGH, not just a growth hormone. Human growth hormone plays a role in a number of important functions throughout human life, but the term human growth hormone limits the full conception of the hormone's epic utility. HGH is vital for growth, but there are a number of other hormones that play a role in the process as well. Although HGH deficiency can lead to dwarfism and short stature, this condition can also be the result of thyroid hormone deficiency. Anabolic steroids such as testosterone also play a vital role in physiological growth. Although we associate HGH with growth, it would perhaps be most beneficial and all-encompassing to conceptualize human growth hormone as a metabolism support hormone, which is vital for optimal health and proper metabolism throughout the lifespan. HGH approved to treat HGH deficiency resulting from hypothalamic insufficiency. The Food and Drug Administration approves the use of HGH injections as a means to treat human growth hormone deficiency, which is the result of hypothalamic insufficiency. The Food and Drug Administration approves the use of HGH injections as a means to treat human growth hormone deficiency, which is the result of hypothalamic insufficiency. In our prime, the pituitary gland releases somewhere between 1.5 to 2 units of human growth hormone each day. 1 unit of HGH equals 1/3 of a milligram. When pituitary gland releases this level of human growth hormone, the body is in a state of optimal hormone balance, allowing us to live an energized and empowered life. A number of the conditions associated with old age have been shown to be intricately correlated with innate human growth hormone levels. As HGH levels decline with age, these symptoms become more and more pronounced. Cardiovascular issues start to rise, weight control becomes a problem, and muscle mass starts to decline. These are only three of the most easily observable symptoms of HGH deficiency. Evidence proves HGH is effective. There is a large volume of evidence that suggests that HGH hormone replacement therapy alleviates or resolves a number of symptoms of the aging process. These benefits also occur when using safe and low levels of human growth hormone meant to replicate the body's natural chemistry. A replenishing dose of human growth hormone is considered a daily injection of 1 to 1.5 units of hormone daily. How can I get HGH injections? There are three important steps to obtaining a prescription for HGH deficiency. First, the patient must express symptoms of human growth hormone deficiency. Different patients react to declining levels of human growth hormone differently, and one person may display no symptoms or only minor symptoms, while another expresses major symptoms as a result of the same underlying level of deficiency. After recognizing that HGH hormone replacement therapy may be a potential treatment option, the second step is that a patient must undergo a routine physical in order for a physician to learn about the general physical condition of the patient. Third, the blood must be tested for human growth hormone deficiency. Routinely, the physician will draw a blood sample and send it to a third party for diagnostic testing. After this point, your prescribing physician will have all of the tools he or she needs to make a fully informed diagnosis. If both the physical and the laboratory tests show that you have a clinically low level of human growth hormone, then you are a prescribable candidate for HGH injections. Although the standard HGH dose ranges from 1 to 1.5 units of human growth hormone, for some patients with extreme deficiencies, 2 units may be administered daily. When administering 2 units per day, it is an absolute necessity to regularly undergo insulin-like growth factor 1 testing in order to make sure that the patient is not receiving too much human growth hormone. From a clinical perspective, it is necessary to ensure that human growth hormones do not exceed 300 nanograms per milliliter as a result of HGH hormone replacement therapy. This level is considered healthy and physiologically safe for patients. There is evidence that daily HGH injections exceeding 2 units per day can lead to unwanted side effects. Early studies accidentally used too much HGH. Although during original studies regarding human growth hormone, side effects were a predictable and relatively common occurrence, today the treatment is exceedingly safe. Many original studies used injections of human growth hormone that were much higher than those that the body normally experiences. Although HGH overdose did lead to side effects, the majority of side effects were completely reversible either by decreasing dose or administering smaller doses or taking short breaks from therapy. Although injections are administered daily, there is generally 1 or 2 rest days per week to help prevent the occurrence of side effects, and also to help the pituitary gland continue to produce endogenous human growth hormone. Because of the side effects that resulted from the original studies, many scientists were critical of the concept of human growth hormone replacement. The problem with the modern American perception of human growth hormone is that most of the doctors and researchers that object to HGH hormone replacement therapy reject it based off of the flawed science of these early clinical trials. They do not recognize that the negative effects of HGH injection are caused by overdose, and that new research involving more deliberate dosing did not produce the same side effects. Original researchers provided HGH in amounts that were excessively high and did not realize the potential side effects that would result. Some of the studies which are used to say that human growth hormone replacement therapy is unsafe involve doses that were 10 times higher than what would be considered physiologically normal. Negative results such as those experienced by those who used such extreme levels of human growth hormone would be experienced in any vital hormone which was provided in such overwhelming amounts. FDA strongly affirms HGH hormone replacement treatments. The Food and Drug Administration has made it clear that they believe that the normal and restorative doses that we recommend are entirely safe. The only circumstances under which the FDA considered doses more than 2 units daily as safe is with the intent to spur growth in children with an HGH deficiency resulting in idiopathic short stature. This treatment is largely cosmetic and aesthetic in nature. Idiopathic short stature is not linked to any negative physiological condition, but most parents want their children to grow up to be as tall as they are meant to be. One could argue that if the increased dosage requirement for children with HGH deficiency is considered safe, then the lower level use for patients with adult-onset human growth hormone deficiency is likely just as safe, if not safer. Safe doses equal few, if any, side effects. If the replacement dosage of human growth hormone replacement therapy does not exceed endogenous hormone levels released by the pituitary in early adulthood, there is negligible potential for the symptoms of abuse or overdose to appear. When the body is not absolutely flooded with HGH, as is the result in the case of HGH abuse, the human body has a natural internal feedback mechanism which has the ability to ensure that the body gets precisely the level of human growth hormone that it needs to function properly. The levels of human growth hormone we release in our 20s should be perfectly safe to recreate later on in our lives when our bodies lose their ability to produce appropriate hormone levels for itself. Thus far, in the body of evidence regarding human growth hormone, there is no indication that the use of human growth hormone replacement therapy produces any serious negative side effects when used to restore youthful hormone levels in deficient adult patients. On the other hand, however, there are a growing number of studies which show that human growth hormone is both safe and beneficial when used as a low-dosage treatment for HGH deficiency as men and women grow older and growth hormone levels start to decline. HGH hormone replacement therapy works by copying the body's natural chemistry. When using doses that mimic normal human physiology, the body has the ability to regulate uptake of human growth hormone and IGF-1 at target organs. There is general consensus in peer-reviewed journals that growth hormone HRT provides significant benefit for minimal harm when used in daily doses of 2 units or less per day. Two main forms of human growth hormone deficiency. There are two main forms of human growth hormone deficiency, primary and secondary. Primary HGH deficiency is the result of pituitary insufficiency. Most adult patients have healthy pituitary glands that are capable of producing normal levels of human growth hormone. Secondary HGH deficiency is the result of an insufficiency of the hypothalamus, in which human growth hormone releasing hormone, or other hormones which trigger the production of human growth hormone, are deficient. Secondary human growth hormone deficiency can also be the result of negative feedback mechanisms which prevent the pituitary from releasing sufficient human growth hormone. The vast majority of adult patients suffer from secondary HGH deficiency. Throughout our entire lifespan, the human pituitary retains the ability to secrete normal human growth hormone levels. Human growth hormone replacement therapy is intended to treat secondary HGH deficiency, which has been caused by hypothalamic insufficiency. HGH deficiency generally not the fault of the pituitary gland. Some medical professionals falsely believe that human growth hormone deficiency is the result of a failure of the pituitary gland, and believe that the pituitary should be tested for functionality before a true diagnosis of HGH deficiency can be treated. This ignores the true root cause of the condition, which is related with the hypothalamus rather than the pituitary. Generally, tests of the pituitary gland will result in false negatives, so the most accurate diagnosis of HGH deficiency will be the result of blood tests for serum IGF-1 levels. Testing the pituitary for HGH deficiency results in false negatives because the test provides synthetic analogs of hypothalamic stimuli, which are shown to decline with age. The pituitary retains the capacity to secrete sufficient levels of human growth hormone throughout the lifespan, but only if the proper triggering hormonal exchanges take place. Study confirms healthy pituitary glands in most adults. One particular study goes into more detail. Its author, Mueller, makes the claim that new clinical and scientific evidence shows that GHRH can be used to study the physiological pathways which encourage healthy human growth hormone production, but the HGH precursor is not useful as a test for discovering an active state of human growth hormone deficiency. He goes on to say that as the aging process takes place, the human body still has access to the same levels of human growth hormone that were available in young adulthood, and that HGH deficiency is the result of negative feedback as a result of somatostatinergic function and reduces secretion of growth hormone-releasing hormone. Another study agrees. Another study financed by the National Institute of Health agrees that human growth hormone deficiency is the result of hypothalamic insufficiency and is not the result of issues directly related to the pituitary gland's function. This study also provides significant evidence that the injection of GHRH to older men of good health has been shown to reverse human growth hormone decline that occurs as a result of aging. This is further evidence that diagnosing HGH deficiency through pituitary stimulation is useless because of the pathological origin of the disorder. As a result of studies such as this one, a drug named sermorelin acetate was developed as a treatment for human growth hormone deficiency. Sermorelin acetate is a synthetic hormone which mimics the function of GHRH. Although sermorelin acetate is a truncated form of its derivative hormone, it has the ability to function identically in the human body to growth hormone-releasing hormone. HGH and the Endocrine Society. The Endocrine Society has released a set of clinical practice guidelines regarding the diagnosis of human growth hormone deficiency. They state that because growth hormone-releasing hormone directly contributes to pituitary function, it can also cause patients who have HGH deficiency to appear normal when their pituitary function is tested via means of GHRH stimulation. The Endocrine Society believes that GHRH stimulation testing only serves limited purpose, such as to diagnose primary pituitary insufficiency, or after surgery in which the pituitary gland is removed. They believe using GHRH as a test for secondary HGH deficiency is ineffective and, as such, undeniably controversial. Testing for HGH deficiency indirect but accurate. Although there is no definitive test for secondary HGH deficiency, IGF-1 testing is the most accurate means to diagnose the disorder. In order to most accurately diagnose HGH deficiency, it is necessary to take a blood test in which a full panel of hormone tests will be administered to ensure that there are no underlying disorders or issues which may be creating symptoms similar to HGH deficiency. In addition to this, the patient must be experiencing the symptoms of HGH deficiency. As is true with many hormonal disorders, it is ultimately up to the clinical judgment of the physician as to ultimately diagnose the disorder. IGF-1 is the most efficient means of diagnosing HGH deficiency because human growth hormone is converted into IGF-1 by the liver quickly after HGH is released into the bloodstream. Testing directly for blood serum HGH levels is insufficient because the human body has the ability to convert human growth hormone into other derivatives incredibly quickly, only in a matter of minutes. IGF-1 levels remain reasonably stable over time, however, remaining in the bloodstream for a few days. This allows clinical specialists to infer HGH deficiency through a deficiency of IGF-1. Although IGF-1 testing is the most efficient means to test for HGH deficiency outside of invasive medical procedures, the best way to ultimately discover human growth hormone deficiency is retroactively by providing human growth hormone replacement therapy and monitoring for positive effects that result. How is HGH released by the body? Human growth hormone is released in small pulses from the pituitary throughout the day. HGH is primarily secreted at night during the deepest hours of sleep. It is also released during periods of heavy physical exertion, such as exercise. HGH levels in the bloodstream vary widely dependent upon the time of day and time since last secretion. And directly testing for human growth hormone levels provides little to no useful data for the diagnosing physician. Adults in their 20s generally have IGF-1 levels in the vicinity of 350 nanograms per milliliter. It is not uncommon for many young and healthy patients to have HGH levels which are significantly higher. As we grow older, endogenous human growth hormone levels decline slowly and steadily. The medical diagnostic firm LabCorp has published in their testing the average IGF-1 level of a healthy 20-year-old is 371 nanograms per milliliter. This level drops precipitously throughout the lifespan, and by the age of 80, the average endogenous human growth hormone level is 131 nanograms per milliliter. HGH hormone replacement therapy widely sought after in spite of cost and injection. Human growth hormone is a relatively costly medical regimen, though it becomes more affordable by the year. In addition to this, HGH hormone replacement therapy can only be provided through injection, which many patients find to be somewhat troublesome. Given this combination of potential non-medical downsides, it is incredibly unlikely that individuals would stick to a therapy of this kind if they did not experience significant beneficial effects, which were commonly perceived to be both worth the cost and worth the effort of daily injection. In addition to this, studies have shown definitively that the benefits that result from HGH hormone replacement therapy are not the result of the placebo effect. It isn't merely the effort and cost of the therapy that encourages you to live healthier, but human growth hormone actually has the ability to substantiate significant health improvements. If you doubt the effectiveness of HGH hormone replacement therapy, you're encouraged to utilize the therapy for a series of months in order to encourage positive physiological change. After undergoing therapy, take some time off for a few months and see if you can sustain the positive gains provided by HGH injections. If you notice that the benefits slowly go away over time, this proves that the human growth hormone shots have resulted in your improved health outcome, which should encourage you to reinstitute therapy. HGH mischaracterized. Human growth hormone has been improperly mischaracterized by the media and the general populace at large. It is widely agreed that testosterone deficiency, estrogen deficiency, thyroid insufficiency, and a number of different hormone deficiencies are treatable conditions, but there continues to be an unwarranted stigma surrounding HGH hormone replacement therapy. Although the international medical community is warming up to the idea that HGH deficiency is a symptomatic and treatable disorder, the American medical community lags far behind. Because of this, large-scale acceptance of HGH hormone replacement therapy is gaining support much more slowly domestically than abroad. Endocrinologists from the United States have tended to brush aside or ignore the growing body of clinical data being collected worldwide, which shows that human growth hormone replacement therapy can be a highly useful and beneficial anti-aging longevity treatment. American professional perception of HGH warped by politics. There is evidence that suggests that the reason that domestic endocrinologists shy away from human growth hormone may be more political than medical in nature. Because of the current nebulous state of HGH hormone replacement therapy in the American medical community, Medicare and many other insurance companies do not cover the use of HGH hormone replacement therapy, even for the use of legitimate medical treatment. Another reason that the American medical community is wary of human growth hormone injections is because it is aware of the gigantic market for illicit human growth hormone by bodybuilders, professional and Olympic athletes, among other patients who wish to abuse human growth hormone replacement therapy for their own aesthetic gain, at the risk of their own personal long-term health. These individuals tend to take doses which far exceed the recommended guidelines for HGH hormone replacement therapy, and as a result, these users tend to experience a highly inflated risk of side effects in relation to the incredibly safe usage of HGH for hormone deficiency. In addition to this, black market sources of human growth hormone are incredibly suspect. Many times, these sources of human growth hormone have no quality assurance, and there is no easy means to detect the purity of the hormone. HGH is highly sensitive to both temperature change and agitation, and as a result, human growth hormone, even when pure, is often not viable unless provided from a responsible and highly professional source. Many of these illegal sources of HGH and HGH supplements are international suppliers who have no commitment to quality, and domestic pseudopharmacists who may literally be mixing human growth hormone injections in bathtubs and sinks. Avoid potential pitfalls. Only acquire HGH from licensed and official medical sources. All of this can be avoided by seeking out legitimate sources of human growth hormone for the treatment of diagnosed HGH deficiency. Medical clinics such as the Conscious Evolution Institute only provide medications of the highest quality from highly trusted sources. Although bioidentical HGH is sent straight to your door, we only utilize responsible shipping companies such as FedEx, which will ensure that your product remains refrigerated and insulated from agitation during shipment. Although both medical professionals and legislative authorities have the right to recommend against the use of HGH for performance enhancement, we feel that human growth hormone replacement therapy is incredibly over-legislated, and the medical community should look at the treatment more honestly in order to provide Americans with the best healthcare options available in the world. Decades of international clinical research show that HGH hormone replacement therapy is highly effective and is very low risk. The Conscious Evolution Institute for HGH Anti-Aging Hormone Replacement Therapy. The Conscious Evolution Institute is a licensed anti-aging clinic with board-certified physicians and clinical specialists that have the medical experience and authority to provide HGH hormone replacement therapy. We only provide FDA-certified human growth hormone. Our HGH injections are produced legitimately by well-known pharmaceutical companies. Always check the label of your HGH hormone replacement therapy. FDA-approved human growth hormone will have an NDC code printed directly on the label. Avoid imitation HGH. Avoid human growth hormone releasers and stimulators. Although many unscrupulous companies may claim that these drugs can provide the same benefits as HGH hormone injection, these medical supplements are highly suspect and can even be dangerous. Human growth hormone cannot be taken orally. HGH is the largest hormone molecule produced by the human body and is highly reactive with stomach acids. Taking HGH pills orally will simply break down the human growth hormone in the stomach, preventing the body from realizing the potential benefits. In addition to this, the liver will have trouble metabolizing the broken down HGH components, which can lead to liver damage over time. Other human growth hormone releasers contain amino acid chains, which purport to influence the production of human growth hormone. Although it is true that certain amino acids contribute to the secretion of HGH, they can also affect organ systems and other parts of the body. Also, the HGH benefits provided by these amino acids decrease quickly with time while also having the potential to damage the liver. The only clinically safe medical way to increase human growth hormone production is through HGH injections and sermorelin acetate injections. There are methods involving nutrition and exercise that can bolster human growth hormone production, but there is no simple pill or shake that can reproduce the benefits of HGH shots. Safe HGH dosage recommendations. Effective and safe doses of HGH hormone replacement therapy are administered in a range of 4 to 14 units per week. The most prescribed dosage for HGH hormone replacement is 1 unit per day at least 4 times a week and up to 7 times per week. Many physicians recommend taking one day off per week, especially younger patients who still have significant, though clinically low, levels of endogenous human growth hormone secretion. The maximum daily value that has been deemed safe is considered 2 units per day. Even though 2 units per day is considered safe, at this level there is a small risk of reversible and minor side effects. Unless you are experiencing very severe effects of HGH deficiency, or your endogenous HGH levels are incredibly low, the initial dose of human growth hormone per injection is 1 unit. Human growth hormone contraindications. Severe critical illness which requires continuous treatment. An active malignant tumor. Precautionary. There is no evidence that HGH hormone replacement therapy agitates existing tumors. Retinopathy as a result of diabetes. One case in which HGH replacement therapy may have exacerbated this condition. Carpal tunnel. Cellular rehydration can aggravate existing symptoms. Carpal tunnel cannot be caused by HGH hormone replacement therapy. Adult precautions. Neoplasm. Although there is no evidence that HGH hormone replacement therapy can cause existing tumors to grow, it is important to actively monitor tumors while using the treatment in order to ensure that no malignancy develops. Diabetes or insensitivity to glucose. Patients with diabetes who use human growth hormone therapy are urged to monitor blood glucose very carefully. Taking multiple drugs which have the potential to prevent hypoglycemia may result in the patient needing a higher dose of HGH to optimize potential benefit. At recommended reasonable dosage, there should be no negative interaction between insulin and human growth hormone. Intracranial hypertension. Human growth hormone abuse and overdose has been linked to headaches and increased intracranial pressure. Reevaluating dosage or discontinuing therapy has been shown to reverse the symptoms completely. Edema and fluid retention. If excess fluid retention occurs as a result of HGH deficiency, temporarily suspend treatment or reduce the dosage. This side effect can be effectively negated by titrating the dosage until symptoms no longer occur. When human growth hormone replacement therapy first begins, it may take the body a short time to adjust to changes in cellular hydration. Carpal tunnel syndrome. Carpal tunnel syndrome is rare, but generally occurs at higher doses. It is not believed that HGH injections cause carpal tunnel. This condition is reversed or generally alleviated with changes in HGH injection dosage. Hypothyroidism. If HGH deficiency is not the result of hypothalamic insufficiency, but because of a thyroid condition, HGH injections may cause symptoms of hypothyroidism to worsen. When testing for HGH deficiency, it is important to test for hypothyroidism to ensure that any thyroid issue is taken care of before instigating HGH hormone injections. Use human growth hormone responsibly. It is important before engaging in human growth hormone replacement therapy for the first time that a medical professional fully instruct the patient as to how to inject HGH in a safe and sterilized manner, which maximizes the effectiveness of the drug treatment while minimizing their risk of infection due to medical or needle mismanagement. A patient should not have consent to self-administer human growth hormone shots until the physician fully recognizes that the patient can confidently and safely do so. HGH and other forms of hormone replacement therapy from the Conscious Evolution Institute. Human growth hormone is a safe and effective means to alleviate and reverse many of the effects of the aging process. The Conscious Evolution Institute specializes in hormone replacement techniques, which include human growth hormone, sermorelin acetate, and testosterone, among other highly effective and beneficial hormone treatments. If you feel that you may be a potential candidate for hormone replacement, the Conscious Evolution Institute has a staff of fully trained specialists and affiliate physicians who can make your diagnosis and treatment a breeze. If you'd like to discuss treatment options or simply learn more about the treatments and medical and lifestyle services we offer, we encourage you to call or contact us today. HGH hormone replacement therapy is safe, legal, and it can change your life today. This audio program was produced by the Conscious Evolution Institute. If you'd like to learn more, feel free to visit HGH TV or call the Conscious Evolution Institute today.